AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Despite inflation, chronic supply shortages, and the Russian war against Ukraine, employers in the U.S. keep hiring. The AP's Jackie Quinn goes over the April jobs report from the Labor Department.
With the addition of another 428,000 jobs, the Labor Department says unemployment remains steady at 3.6%. The economy's hiring gains have been consistent in the face of the worst inflation in four decades. For the last 12 months, employers have added at least 400,000 jobs. But there are concerns the boom will bust. The Federal Reserve has just raised its key lending rate by a half percentage point.
Investors are still reeling from yesterday's big sell-off on Wall Street. Stocks are lower in the early going. The top worry remains whether the economy can withstand the sharp rises coming in interest rates. President Biden is set to announce five major U.S. manufacturers have made commitments to boost their reliance on small and medium American firms for 3D printing. A new international effort is racing to rescue more civilians from the tunnels under the besieged steel plant in Mariupol in Ukraine. That comes even as fighters holed up in the sprawling complex made their last stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of the port. The fight is the last Ukrainian stronghold of a city reduced to ruins. The U.S. says it shared intelligence with Ukraine about the location of the Russian missile cruiser Moskva before the strike that sank the warship. The incident was a high-profile failure for Russia's military. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the U.S. did not provide Ukraine with specific targeting information, although he acknowledged the U.S. and allies routinely share intelligence with Ukraine. Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to get an up-close look at the Ukrainian refugee crisis. The White House says she'll spend Mother's Day in a small village on the border with Ukraine. This is AP News. It's been a busy day for SpaceX, bringing home four astronauts and then launching 53 satellites. It all started around midnight in the Gulf of Mexico off Tampa, Florida.
The deployment of those main parachutes.
Three astronauts and one German were in the capsule after leaving the International Space Station.
Has splashed down.
Shuttle Commander Raja Shari had one complaint about the return to gravity.
These water bottles are super heavy.
Barely 5 hours after splashdown at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
And Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Launch Complex 39A, carrying our 53 Starlink satellites.
SpaceX's Elon Musk says satellites are nice, but flying people are a little special and a little bit different. And the team here sure understands that. He added, there's a sense of relief and a sense of accomplishment that you know you've done something good. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.